Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, a long-awaited Fred and Ed story. Fred and Ed and the illicit gains. It seems, after their seventh year on this planet and approaching their eighth birthday, Halloween was approaching and coming and soon to be there. And our heroes had worked very, very, very hard to create their wonderful costumes. They expected to get a great haul of candy. However, Ed pointed out to Fred that the previous year, their mother Carol had confiscated their candy. So the intrepid heroes decided to hide their illicit gains so that Carol couldn't find them. Before she found them, before she took them, before she hid them from them. I guess that's a lot of thems for Fred and Ed, but them was ready to have more candy. The night came, and Ned, the boy's father, walked them around the neighborhood as Carol passed out candy at the house, and the boys carefully collected their loot. Lots and lots of candy. The boys had requested their father because they knew that he was busy and would be talking on his cell phone as they wandered around the neighborhood gathering candy and not paying attention to just how much candy Fred and Ed had gotten. When they got home, instead of going straight to the kitchen where their beloved mother Carol was, they actually went to the left and hid the candy in two bags that they had hidden in the living room, where their mother wouldn't know where they were, and then walked into the kitchen with their candy and handed over their baskets, and their mother handed them two pieces of candy each as their Halloween reward for their wonderful costumes and for wandering around the neighborhood gathering candy. It was then that the boys, smiling, took their candy and, sitting at the kitchen counter, ate their two pieces of candy. The next day came, and the boys went to their mother and said, "Can we have some candy?" And she handed them each one piece from their bins high up in the pantry where they couldn't reach them, even with the ladder, although they had tried. They were too short to reach them. And the boys smiled and walked into the living room eating their candy, knowing that they had ill-gotten gains hidden in the living room. Later that afternoon, their mother was busy with the laundry, and Fred and Ed snuck downstairs to the living room to the candy that they had hidden, knowing that now they could eat all of it and have no repercussions for their ill-gotten gains. They each carefully pulled the bags out, careful not to crinkle them and make a noise, only to discover the bags empty, and in each of them, a note. They opened the note, and they carefully read their mother's handwritten note to each of them. "Ha!" it started out. "You tried to hide your ill-gotten gains, but you don't sneak past Mom." There was, in the bag, one piece of candy left for each of them. They both noted that it was candy. In fact, it was Mike and Ike's that neither of them liked. So they took the candy in and left it on the counter of the kitchen and apologized to their mother Carol for trying to hide their Halloween candy. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to another Fred and Ed story.